seriously don't deserve him. He needs someone that understands him and his culture. He and I have been talking for a while. He knows who the superior mare is here. He knows he needs a better pony than you. A pony that can live up to his standards. Do you understand what kind of guy he is? Do you understand his needs? Seriously? What do you do for a living? You want to teach friendship? That's cute. I'm going to be an animal artist in Japan and make millions off my art. You're going to wander aimlessly around town all day, every day, solving petty friendship disputes while getting paid almost nothing. I'm the element of kindness. What about you? He has very high standards, and I know you can't live up to them. What are your hobbies, even? I like anime, video games, art, drawing, and My Little Human. I know you like video games because we play Twilight's Castle a lot together, but seriously, what else do you do? Don't give me that shit about you liking books, kites, or anything like that. With the way you look, I'm surprised Twilight even let you in. Do you have a job? When I met him, he told me that working mares are his fetish. I take care of all the woodland creatures and give ponies veterinary advice. It's always good, even though I'm not licensed. Sometimes they even offer to pay me. What about you? Can you do any better? Also, you both haven't been around lately. I know he was hanging around me and my friends, and then you joined our group. Are you trying to impress him or get closer to him? I don't understand what you were trying to do with him, but you need to understand his race, his culture, and who he is. He's a much better person from a superior culture than you can ever understand. Why the fuck won't you answer? Are you running again? Don't you have any honor? Listen, Mare, I know you have a fetish for guys like that, but you need to understand. He's a pristine, delicate, beautiful human that needs someone strong in his life to keep him safe and happy, okay? What do you even see in her?